Whether you're a creator or someone who's looking for courses, I would say that the biggest thing is always to ask, always invest in yourself, whether it's time, whether it's in a course, you're your biggest asset, right? And I think it's at the end of the day, it comes down to you and never being afraid to just kind of ask a question.
Welcome to Everything is Teachable, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes to learn how everyday creators have transformed their skills and passions into online courses and businesses.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Everything is Teachable. My name is Haley, Teachable Senior Social Media Strategist and host of this podcast. I'm very excited for you to listen to this episode today. We're going to be sitting down and talking to Priscilla Rodriguez, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist and creator of the Modern Wellness Counseling School on Teachable. To give you a little bit of an idea of what to expect in this episode, we're going to be talking about her practice, her motivation to help others thrive and heal in relationships, and what was really pushing her to launch online courses, even after having a private therapy practice. It's going to be really, really interesting, and I'm so excited for you to listen. So here's a little bit more about Priscilla. Her private practice's sole mission is to give couples and individuals the tools they need to make their relationships thrive. Priscilla and her team of contract clinicians focus on helping adults reclaim their connections with others, whether that be through healing emotional trauma and betrayal, learning how to manage anxiety and stress, or finding ways to love oneself. So she ended up starting an online business that shares these skills through an online course format for those who may not have the time to put into counseling sessions or perhaps feel more comfortable learning these skills on their own. Priscilla and her team believe that you're your best asset and taking care of yourself, either through online counseling or online courses, will be your best investment. Let's say hello to Priscilla. Priscilla, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. It's so great to have you on the show, and I'm really excited to just dive right in. So just to start off, I'd love for you to tell us all about yourself and your background and everything we need to know about you. I'd love to hear it.
Of course. Yeah. So my name is Priscilla Rodriguez. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Texas, and my practice is an online group practice where we offer couples counseling as well as individual counseling to all Texas residents. So of course, with 2020, my physical office had to close in San Antonio, but it was also a blessing in disguise because now we can offer our services to pretty much anyone who's a Texas resident. So it's been really great. I pretty much got into counseling, gosh, in college. It feels like almost a decade ago. I'm giving away my age. and I had my private practice since 2016. So it's been a really nice journey to be helping people, couples, relationships.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd love to learn more about your practice in general and your motivation and your passion to really help others thrive and heal in their relationships.
Yeah. So I really got into it when I was learning about the research behind relationships, like relational stress and just how our connection really impacts our physical health. I went to college because I wanted to become a doctor, a pediatrician, and then I could not do the chemistry. It was too much for me. But I still had this interest in just like the physical body and physical health. And when I was learning about just how relationships impact our physical health and our communities and support systems and just this, how everything is so intricate, I was like, okay, how can I do this for a living? Like, what do I need to do? Who do I need to talk to? So that's really how I found that like passion and motivation to get into this line of work. And recently, I mean, with Teachable, that's allowed me to really expand that knowledge and just that passion even further. Perhaps not everyone is comfortable with counseling or wants to speak to someone, which I totally understand. Maybe an online course is easier and more flexible for their schedule. So it has definitely helped me share that passion of mine with other people.
Yeah, I love that so much. And you had mentioned it before, you know, unfortunately, when you had to close down your in-person services, that's kind of what made you eventually transition into the online courses and more of an online presence. And I'd love to learn more about kind of what you offer within the courses in your school. Mm-hmm. How has that made a difference with your business and your practice in general?
Yeah, so especially with the courses, it's been really helpful when it comes to getting people comfortable with the idea of coming to counseling. You know, the courses is not a substitute for therapy or counseling, or I don't offer those type of services through the course. But I think once people start learning about it through the course, they eventually want to open up and reach out to myself, or perhaps if they're in a different state, then I can offer a referral for them, someone who is local. And I think it's just increasing that awareness of, oh, I can, there's so much more to this. There are research-based skills I can be doing to help my marriage, to help my relationship with my kids, to help myself. And it's been really nice to be able to offer that to them and for them to be able to take that with them as well.
Yeah. And making it so much more open and accessible, I think, is really just a beautiful thing. So especially as it relates to the topics, I would love to hear kind of an overview of like the different things that you cover in each of your courses and what can people expect?
Yeah. So my main course, it really starts off with the individual first. So we start off with focusing in on self-care, noticing emotions, just emotional intelligence. So, okay, what am I experiencing? We really incorporate some deep breathing exercises. And throughout the course, I offer videos that kind of go along with worksheets. So I guide a student who's taken the class, okay, like now on this worksheet, this is the activity we're going through. There's videos that will kind of show a couple either practicing a script, for instance, of, you know, this is a couple fighting and maybe using unhealthy skills. Now here's how to apply the healthy skills and what that would look like. So it really fleshes everything out as much as possible. And it starts off with the, like I mentioned, the individual, then it goes into the foundation of the relationship, because I think a lot of people can sometimes jump forward, right? Of, you know, let's talk about our future, let's talk about these other things, but okay, well, what about the foundation of the relationship? And sometimes it's unknown as to what does that even mean? Like, I like you, you like me, and that's all we need, right? So really kind of developing those healthy skills and that foundation of the relationship, knowing how to turn towards each other, knowing how to lean on each other and what that means for support, future goals, and what commitment looks like. So each chapter goes into these different pieces, and it's broken down into what I would feel like easily digestible videos. So it's like 3 to 5 minute videos, right? Because I myself may not want to sit for like 8 hours, right? Like taking all this in. But, you know, maybe we can watch a 5 minute video and have a conversation about it and really take our time with it. And that's why I broke it down in that manner, because I figured here's all the information, but it's only useful if you're going to enjoy it and be able to apply the activities and have a conversation around it. So that's pretty much what the main one is. It's called Relationship Wellness, because again, my main company is Modern Wellness Counseling, but the courses are focused on relationships. So that one's the main course. Then I have other courses that break down into sexual intimacy, how to set goals with your partner, and how to handle difficult conversations, which again, offer worksheets and videos with those.
I'm really glad that you brought those two up last, because I think that those are such unique and really obviously still such important topics to be covered. And I think it's really cool to see that be applied to the Teachable platform in an online course. And maybe, you know, if you're looking at sexual intimacy as a topic, some people may think that that's more of a quote unquote taboo topic, even though it's so very important. And I'm so curious to know, and this is honestly a little bit of a time for you to brag about yourself and your students. I am always, and something that I am committed to asking every guest that is on each episode with me this season about the different transformations that they've seen come out of the students that have gone through their different courses. So with something like this in particular, with working on communication within a marriage, again, sexual intimacy, handling difficult conversations, these are all really can, and I'm sure can be pretty heavy things to address. So I'm just curious, you know, what's some of the feedback that you've gotten and like, how have your courses made a difference in someone's life?
Yeah, so helpful, right? So I think the biggest thing that I have heard feedback from that kind of gives me that feel of like, yes, keep going, is the part of how they have something that is research-based, that isn't from a friend or TV show, that is focused in on them, that is non-judgmental, right? And is and allows them to be true to themselves, right? Because I think a big piece when it comes to especially sexual intimacy, right? It's either you don't talk about it, or if you find it, it's like, what's the source that you're getting it from? Is it Cosmo? And it's just saying you like, you have to do all these things to get the right man and that's it. Where it's like, hey, well, what about the man, right? What about your needs, right? Like, hey, let's kind of get on the same page here. Exactly. So I think sometimes it's that part of being able to know, like, no one's judging me here. These are just questions that me and my partner can have, and it's guided the whole way. And it's also research-based, and it's going to be helpful because it's been tested and proven to help many couples. I think that has been the biggest thing that has been helpful is having that template for someone to fall back on versus just the open-ended question of, you should really talk about sexual intimacy. It's like, well, where do I even start? Because I never was given the tools or how to do that growing up. So especially in a relationship.
Yeah, that's so lovely. I really, really think that's awesome. And when you started out, because obviously everything you knew about the knowledge and the service you would provide to others was always in person before this. Mm-hmm. So transitioning from in person to online, what was that experience like for you? And what were some of like the challenges that you and your team went through to make it a successful shift?
Yeah. So one of the main things was being able to almost like read the room, right?
Yeah. Right.
So that was a little hard, but I think we definitely found different ways of, okay, using video, using audio. Okay. This makes sense. You going back to just these different practices of, you know, facial expressions and tone of voice. So having to just remember those little things that we use in the room. So I think that really helped when it came to the one-on-ones, when working with clients, when it came to just like the business aspect, it was definitely changing up our SEO, changing up how, you know, our writing more blogs, letting people know like, hey, we're here. So that was another big piece that we really had to overcome together. Yeah. And then just really following up with clients and students as well, you know, the one-on-one clients that we offer counseling services to, doing a little bit more check-ins of what's the progress like when it comes to the students that are taking our classes, really kind of rating, how was it, you know, when you first started taking the sexual intimacy course, there maybe was no intimacy and that was really hard. And now you feel comfortable to engage in sexual intimacy with your partner. Like, that's huge, right? In a matter of a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's just the check-ins, and that kind of lets us know, okay, hey, we're still making an impact.
Yes. And that's the most important. Getting that feedback is so important and essential to know what to stop, what to start, what to continue doing. So what were some of the ways that you were able to kind of funnel people into taking your online courses? Did you put more emphasis on a social media presence? Did you already have maybe a successful email list? What were some things that you tried?
Yeah, so kind of all of those. I think at the beginning, it was definitely social media, Instagram and Facebook, putting up stories, sharing freebies to get people into an email list, and then sharing the courses through there. During the year, sharing if there's any new courses that are coming out, getting people excited about new courses, asking people what they want to learn to help me also figure out, hey, what is it that I should be putting out? What is it that people would be interested in? And that has been the best way, I think, has been the online presence, talking about the courses and letting people know how effective they are when it comes to relationships. Because I think, I mean, everyone's different how they learn. I think it's just dependent on the person and the couple and the individual with their schedule too, of, is this something that's going to be doable for me? Oh yeah, I can pop this in and listen to it even on a car ride, right?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
right before going to bed. It's really easy. So sometimes there's a barrier of, I don't know if I can do this, or I don't have time. But mm-hmm. once they see that, oh, it's broken down within 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah, I can fit that into my schedule for my relationship, for my sex life, for my health. So yeah, I think that has been the most helpful piece.
That's the best. And knowing when you have such an engaged audience makes it so much better. And I do see that, and this has come up multiple times, of growing your audience and then keeping your audience engaged online can be a challenge, especially when we see that there are constant changes to the algorithm on social media. What are some strategies that you've tried to keep your audience engaged and get your voice out there to make sure that, yeah, these courses exist and they're really valuable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've definitely have also gotten someone to help me with social media, just when it comes to helping putting the stories together and being really consistent. At the beginning of 2020, I was starting to feel a little bit burnt out, even right before the pandemic. And I'm so happy I reached out to a friend of mine to help me out in February, and then March hit, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so thankful for that, because there's no way I would have been able to keep that up. So definitely, I mean, we work together in writing content when it comes to what is helpful, what is kind of happening in the present moment. So during the pandemic, it was a lot of how can you and your relationship survive the pandemic while living, being in the same household 24/7, parenting and being a school teacher. So I think it was a lot of connecting with people on what they were experiencing in that moment, and having someone on the outside help me as well. This year, we're transitioning into TikTok videos, and that's going to be something we're going to be exploring.
So exciting.
Yeah, so I'm kind of excited for that. Actually, I'm a little nervous just because I just feel like it's a new platform, and it's not new for many people, but new for myself.
So. Right. Of course. Of course.
Yeah. I myself watch TikTok videos and I'm like, okay, I should do this. So that's going to be something new.
That's so great. That is really exciting. I think I just saw the stat the other day or a couple weeks ago that TikTok overpowered Google as the most used website, pretty much.
And wow.
It's just, it's mind blowing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So needless to say, you're making the right move. I'm very excited to see your TikTok videos. I think those are always such valuable tidbits on that app. You're going to do great.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah.
I think it's just having to pay attention to, okay, what's happening? What are people into? And running a business and kind of having my head there, having someone else kind of help me out and strategize has been, I think, the most helpful piece in, staying up to date with the algorithm and all that. So.
Yeah.
It's a whole other language.
Oh, it moves so quickly. You blink and then one thing is not trending anymore. And you're okay, well, back to square one, I guess.
Right.
The beauty of social media. So you've mentioned, and this is something that I would love to chat about. And you mentioned that you have someone that helps you with your content and someone mm-hmm. to basically you work together with them to bounce ideas off each other and develop content. At what point in your business did you decide, okay, it's time to bring in some extra help? Because mm-hmm. something that I am so passionate about is telling people you don't have to do it all alone. So what was kind of that moment for you where you decided that it was time for you to hire someone on your team?
Yeah. I think it was the moment that I dropped the ball with scheduling a client. I got a call and I was like, yeah, I'll meet you at this time. And we were still doing in person. And I walk into my lobby and someone had been sitting there for 20 minutes. And I was like, who's this? And that's when I realized, I am so much on customer service, on providing great quality care. And it was in that moment that I was like, okay, I had to be really compassionate with myself of everyone makes mistakes, but maybe this is a sign that I do not have to be carrying it all by myself. Like, I should definitely start reaching out to other people to help with social media content and posting things, with even taking phone calls now. Since then, I have grown into a group practice. I've definitely had to hire some assistants to help with taking calls, scheduling things on the website. So that's been, I think, the most like humbling experience too, of like, okay, I do not have to carry it all by myself. There's other professionals out there who have way more experience in this piece of a business. So let me go ahead and start reaching out to them. And it's been the greatest decision by far, because there was such a sense of relief. And then what I was putting out, like just content and just like the consistency, is so much better than what I was doing, because I'm a therapist and business owner. I'm not a social media marketer. So I think that was a point where I was like, okay, like that's a reality check.
And that's such a big, and first of all, you know, we're all human, things happen. And just even taking that step to realize like, I need the extra help and support is so great, because now then you get to focus on the things that really light you up and dedicate your time and energy to the things that you really, really want to spend your time on. And that is an okay thing. And it's also okay to say no to things. And now you have the power and the freedom to do that, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that so much. I am always here for some self-care moment, which brings me into our next topic, because I heard you mention burnout before. And, you know, I think entrepreneurial wellness and mental health is really at the forefront. Mm-hmm. And it's something that so many people are experiencing on a global level, not just within the entrepreneurial space.
Right.
But in particular, creator burnout is really, really prevalent. And I would love to kind of hear your experience with burnout. I'd love to hear, you know, what kind of things do you do to practice self-care and all of that. I would love to hear kind of your experience with that.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, the beginning of 2020, like I mentioned before, the pandemic, it was a good problem to have. I had a lot of clients, my caseload was full, and I was really busy. I was also doing everything by myself, and I was still creating courses and trying to do it all. And I think that was the moment where I really had to step back and I said, okay, no more clients. I stopped taking on new clients during that season. I changed my schedule because I was offering evening sessions. So I just felt like I was like on the go, go, go all day. So I changed my schedule to something that was more doable for me. I started going back to therapy myself. So I got my own therapist and found someone that I really enjoyed. Saw her one time in person and then went to virtual because the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And then I really started just focusing in on just the basics, right? The making sure I was getting enough sleep, paying attention to my diet, paying attention to my exercise, which was a little challenging when the shutdown first happened. So really getting out in nature, because gyms were closed. You had to just like be doing something, but doing something by yourself, essentially. So my husband and I really got into hiking and being outdoors, taking our dog out. And we fell in love with the outdoors. If you would have told me 3-4 years ago, like, you're going to love hiking and running outside, I would have laughed in your face. I'm like, that's not me. But like, that is like my go-to now when it comes to, at the end of the day, my dog already knows the routine. It's like, it's time for a walk. We're going. Every morning, what I do is engage in a meditation, really having to kind of just take a deep breath, go through a meditation. I use Headspace, which is a meditation app. Love it. It's been super helpful. And then every morning also work out. So what I've normally done, what I've noticed the biggest thing for myself is in the past, I would wake up and do all things for my business because I figured I'm an entrepreneur. I'm doing stuff for myself, right? This is my business. I'm doing things for me. I really wasn't doing things for me because it was still work, right? It was still giving to others. So what I transition is the first 2 hours of my day is just me. It's working out. It's having a good breakfast. It's engaging in a meditation. It's taking a shower, getting ready in the morning. And then I focus in on my business, right? On growing my practice and doing the online courses. And that has been super helpful because it was really challenging when I was experiencing that burnout where I was just like, I don't know if I want this anymore. Like I grew too fast. I wasn't ready for that. It was exciting, right? Because that's kind of what I envisioned and wanted. But then once it hit, I was like, uh-oh.
And like, it's happening. No,
So definitely delegating tasks to you has also been really helpful too, because now I can know that, oh, the business is still functioning. I'm still functioning. The world's not ending if, you know, something's not getting done, but I also have other people to help me out as well. So I think, I mean, that was a really big answer for, for how to handle burnout, but you know, that's kind of been my journey, which was, you know, that realization of you can let go of certain things and it's still going to be okay.
Right. Right. That is so important, honestly. And if you had kind of one piece of advice for someone in who maybe has like a similar, it's all service-led business, and if they're really considering bringing their business online, what would be some advice that you have for like something, the first thing that they should do before they get started with everything else?
Yeah. So getting started online, I kind of really think of the piece that helped me develop an online course was, what is the thing that I'm talking about a lot? Like, especially if you're doing a service-based and you already have clients, you already know there's people who want and need this information, right? So finding a client online isn't really much different from finding a client for the one-on-one,
right?
Right. It's like, what is it that you're talking about repetitively and how can you put that in a class? Like, how can it still be beneficial for someone? For myself, because I technically am in healthcare with mental health, I have to put the disclaimer, you know, that this isn't a substitute for therapy or I'm not offering therapy. So if you're in a similar situation, you know, just kind of running it through, putting certain disclaimers on there, especially like nutrition or physical exercise kind of thing. But you know, I think that's just an important piece of, I think having to get that confidence of like, oh yeah, people are already paying for this. Like this is something valuable. Cause I think when I was in that headspace, I was like, no one's going to want this. Like who would want to pay for that? And I was like, oh wait, like I have a full caseload right now of people who are paying for that.
Right.
Like, oh, right. And then once you get that first sell, it's like, all the bells are going and it's super exciting. And, or when you randomly get the email throughout the day of so-and-so bought your class, it's like, you have to just pause and celebrate. It's like, it's working.
Yes. That has to be such a good feeling. What did you feel on your when you got your first sale? I love hearing those stories because those are such celebratory moments.
Yeah.
And and everyone's looks different. Tell us about that day. Like, what did you feel? And
Yeah. So I had been working to put my class together for a couple of months. And I put, you know, how I mentioned that there's a bunch of 3 to 5 minute videos. Well, I also had to edit all those 3 to 5 minute videos.
Ooh, yes. Yes.
So there I was kind of working for about 2 months, it seemed like. And then when I was finally done, I was like, gosh, I really hope this is worth it, right? So I finally launched it. I did a initial first launch sale through my email list and I got some sales coming through. And when I opened up my email, oh my gosh, I was like telling myself, like, oh my God, someone bought my class. It was just so exciting. So, and of course, more emails kept coming through with people buying the class with that first launch. And it was just really exhilarating. And such a relief of like, oh, that work did pay off. Because that was kind of the initial worry, I think, with any business, right? Is I'm investing this time and energy and money. And is it worth it? So yeah. Once you kind of get that return, it's like, oh yes, like that feels so good. And that was a couple of years ago. And now, you know, when I get those same emails popping up, it's still like such a relief. It's so exciting.
It has to just kind of trigger that same emotion that you felt the very first day, has to be the best feeling.
Yeah. Oh,
I love that so much. And something I love talking about video editing, because video, it just seems like increasingly becomes more and more of a hot topic, not only just, you know, incorporating into curriculum, but also on social media and all of that. How do you edit your own videos, or do you also outsource that? And regardless, like, what programs do you use, and kind of what's the process behind that?
Yeah, I do edit my own videos. So it's Movavi. So it was just like it just seemed really user-friendly when it came to editing, putting music over certain pieces, adding in little slides or text into it. So I use that one, and I've used it for pretty much everything. Even if I'm uploading a video onto YouTube or something, it's just super easy to use. So that's the one that I've used this whole time. I know there's been newer additions, or, you know, they always come out with a new upgrade kind of thing, but that's been helpful for me.
Yeah. Anything really, like, there's so many great tools that are either free or really low cost that makes it so accessible for anyone to pick it up and try it out. And that's all
right.
It's the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so great. Oh, I love that. And Priscilla, where can all of our listeners keep in touch with you after they finish listening to this episode?
Yeah, so I'm active on Instagram and Facebook at Modern Wellness Counseling, and soon TikTok. Actually, when this airs, we'll likely be on TikTok. So be sure to check that out. And then I also have a lot of freebies on my website, which is modernwellnesscounseling.com/freebies, or you can just hover and look for the freebies and resource page. Some of my favorites are the love map. Updating your love map is like a questionnaire for you and your partner to do. And then there's also some journal prompts to do if for you individually as well. So those are two of my favorites, but there's other ones on there that you can check out.
Awesome. Okay, cool. And that's actually one thing that I didn't want to forget to ask you. Not that you have favorites, but what topic in particular really speaks to you, something that you really love to share with others? What's kind of that topic that makes you feel really lit up inside?
I would definitely say just the emotional intelligence and attachment part. In my work, couples come in or couples take the courses when it comes to how do I handle a difficult conversation, or they come in and it's, you know, we're constantly arguing, we need to increase communication. Well, it always comes down to that emotional awareness for yourself, being able to understand the other person, being able to communicate that in a way that you both feel understood. Because when you're able to do that, you can really overcome any conversation. You really feel connected. So it definitely helps with the sexual intimacy piece and increasing trust, increasing that sense of security. So in all the work, regardless of what issue a client comes in for or what class they choose, there's going to be a part of that in there, because that's kind of the core piece, is that just the emotional intelligence about yourself, about the other person, the attachment behind it.
Oh, thank you. That's so awesome to hear that. I love hearing about the different aspects of, you know, a creator's business that really just like really, really lights them up. That's the best thing to hear. Thank you so much for sharing. And before we end today's episode, I would love to hear any last words of wisdom or inspiration that you have for our listeners.
Yeah. So whether you're a creator or someone who's looking for courses, I would say that the biggest thing is always to ask, always invest in yourself, whether it's time, whether it's in a course, you're your biggest asset. Right. And I think it's at the end of the day, it comes down to you and never being afraid to just kind of ask a question, you know, whether it's myself just sending me a message on social, sending someone else a message, whether you're a creator looking for therapy, looking for, you know, some help, I think that's been the biggest thing that has helped me in life. I think something my dad told me was like, never be afraid to ask. And I've always carried that because it's been so helpful. It's like, well, if they say no, still in the same spot, like nothing changes. So,
right.
So I think that's always the most helpful piece.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. That is such a juicy piece of wisdom and really a, such a great thing to end on. And Priscilla, like, thank you so much for joining me today. Everything you're doing is so important. And thank you for bringing your knowledge to the world and sharing your gifts with others and truly changing the lives of so many people. So thank you for that.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to be here.
It has been an amazing time and I cannot wait for everyone to hear this episode. Yay. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Everything is Teachable. If you loved this episode, if you love this podcast, we would truly appreciate it if you subscribed and left us a review over on Apple Podcasts. And if you're ready to create your own online course on Teachable or learn more about us, head over to teachable.com to get started. Thank you again, and see you next week.
This podcast is produced by Teachable, your go-to platform for course creation. Since 2014, we've helped more than 100,000 creators earn over $1 billion from online courses and coaching products. How do we do it? By managing all the logistics, like coding and payment processing, to make it easier than ever for you to share your knowledge online. To learn more, visit teachable.com.